Welcome to Season 5 of The Breakdown, the official podcast of the Breakaway Roping Journal and CalfRoping.com. This season, we're diving into both the breakaway and calf roping like never before, bringing you the personalities, successes, and horses that make these events great.
You can expect training tips from the top ropers, stories from the road, and industry news that goes beyond the numbers.
I'm Hannah Wheeler, your calf roping host.
And I'm Blake Ramsey, your breakaway host.
And this is The Breakdown.
Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of The Breakdown. This is Callie Montague stepping in for Han and Blake to tell the story of our 2026 Cheyenne Frontier Days all-around champion, Mr. Cole Eguren. So if you didn't get a chance to watch it, Cole walked away from Cheyenne with about $11,000 won in the calf roping and the team roping. He made the finals in the calf roping, he made a great run, and ended up being crowned the all-around champ at just 25 years old. So it was pretty special. It carried on a family tradition. I think the men in his family have a habit of going out to Cheyenne and winning all-around titles. And it also starts a new tradition, which we get into, and you'll have to listen to find out what I'm talking about there. My disclaimer for this episode is that my main goal is to tell the story no matter what time of day, what time of night, where I'm at, what I'm doing. So I'm driving home from being in Cheyenne all week from the airport when I recorded this. So if you hear any road noise or any clunking around, please forgive me. But, you know, our job's to tell the story. Doesn't matter when, where, what, who, and why. So, without further ado, let's get into talking about the Idaho man's win. Awesome. Well, I know I told you yesterday, but congrats. That was a pretty cool deal that happened yesterday.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
You're sure welcome. So, man, how exciting is that? How old are you? Are you 24, 25?
You're kind of close. 25, yeah.
25. Okay, cool. Yep. And win the all-around at Cheyenne. So that's pretty special and pretty cool, I'd imagine. So how's it feel now that it's set in stone?
It's pretty cool. I don't know. I put the buckle on my belt today, so that felt pretty sweet.
And then
I don't know. It is a surreal feeling, for sure. I mean, it's kind of one of them deals where you don't really have the words for it, because mm-hmm. you kind of dream about it your whole life and stuff, and like, you know, I mean, my uncle's won a Cheyenne buckle. My grandpa's won a handful of them. And I guess it's kind of one of them deals where like, I guess I saw them a lot growing up, you know, and my grandpa passed away. He had five of them.
Wow.
And he has five kids. So when he passed away, each of them got a buckle and like they got them in order. So like my mom's the oldest and she got his first buckle, which was an all-around buckle as well. Like his first buckle was an all-around buckle.
Wow.
And my mom got it. And then the second oldest in the family got the second buckle and so on and so forth down the line.
Yeah.
And so it was pretty cool. Like when he passed away, like everybody, all my uncles and aunts and my mom got one of his buckles, one of his Cheyenne buckles. And I don't know. I guess it's pretty cool. I see my mom wears that buckle all the time.
Yeah.
And so like I see it and I just, I'm like, gosh, dang, like that's such a sweet buckle. I would love to have one, you know?
Yeah. Crazy. Now you have one.
Yeah, exactly. Now we got one.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. So this is going to be a silly question, I guess, but like, was that the goal, entering both at Cheyenne, or do you always enter both? Forgive me for not knowing, but what was that the goal going in, I'm guessing?
Well, I mean, yes, because you have to qualify to Cheyenne, right?
Right, so right. I forgot about that.
I do enter both events as much as I can.
Cool.
I do typically prioritize the team roping because I have a team roping partner, you know?
Right.
And so when it comes down to it, I will prioritize the team roping for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
But I, almost everywhere I go, I enter both events.
Cool.
And, I got into some of the winter rodeos this year in the team roping. So like I didn't get in the calf roping. So like, it just depends, I guess.
Yeah.
But, I qualified to both events here, got in both events and then ended up doing good enough in both events to win the all round. But to answer your question, I do enter both as much as I can.
Cool. Very cool. Well, let's work backwards. So, we started at the NFR Open cause I was there that first night at the NFR Open. I was there that whole time and then pretty much followed everybody to Cheyenne. But let's talk about yesterday. So we talked and you were like, man, some people told you that it was pretty much a done deal. And then other people told you that, no, you still had, like, you had to have done good in the calf roping or whatever. So where was your head at yesterday before the calf rope, like before you run that calf? Where were you nervous? Were you like, man, I'm going to go at him? Where was your head at before you run that cow?
Honestly, I tried not to think about it at all, even leading up. I wasn't trying to think about it, but like going into the short round, I knew I had a pretty good calf, and I was just trying to like focus on the calf open. You know, like I was trying to do the very best I could that day on the calf I had drawn, and if you know let everything else fall into place. You know, because like at the end of the day, I can't control any of the outside stuff on what happens, what somebody else does, who else is in contention. I didn't really know. Right. Everybody was telling me different things. And I mean, I just kind of thought to myself, you know, like I didn't do good the day before in the team roping. I broke the barrier to make it back.
Right. And
then, you know, I had a good chance in the short round to do good.
Right.
And so I was just, in my mind, I was like, I'm going to do the best I can on this calf. And if I do win it, great. If I don't win it, then I'm not going to distract myself with thinking about, you know, the all round and all that.
Yeah.
So
let's do it per event. So take me back to, we'll start with calf roping, I guess, first. Take me back to the first one you run at Cheyenne. Just tell me about it. How did everything feel? Your horse worked great. He looked great. Kind of talk to me about, we'll do it separate. So talk to me about the calf roping first and how it felt all week.
So I was riding, he's a 8-year-old grade gelding that we bought when he was a colt. We call him Stoner. And he's a red roan. I rode him this week and he felt really good. The first day, I'm trying to think of 11s. I can't remember for sure, which you'd think I'd be able to remember seeing as a
I would have it pulled up if I wasn't driving down the highway, but yeah, it's fine. Yeah, it's fine.
You're good. I think I was 11.7.
I think you were too.
It felt good. I won my set.
Yeah.
And I just tried to walk in fresh calves. That horse is really good. Like he is good at rating off of watching the cow. Like he's not going to run in blind and run him over. Like, you know, like typically some horses will.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of why I chose to ride him here. And he made it easy, you know, and the calf was good and I got a really good go. And then come back in the semifinals and I was 11.1 or 11.2.
Yeah.
Kind of unbelievable. I can't remember this kind of stuff, but
yeah, a lot happened since then, dude. It's okay.
Yeah. I guess so. And Corey won it. I won second.
Yep.
Had another good calf, really good calf, and just same deal, you know, just tried to set my go up, like rope the neck sharp and let my horse do his job. And just tie him down. And then coming into the short round, it was a roping. Like, the calves were really good. We tied them that morning, and they were exceptional. Like, there wasn't really a bad one. We didn't feel like there was a bad one on them when we were tying them that morning. And then, you know, I was second to last out, and it was a roping. Like, Macon Murphy made a great round, 10-5. Britt Bedke, one of my best friends, he blasted one, 10-3.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Like, you know, them guys made great. Corey Solomon made a hell of a run.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really was just kind of like, I'm going to ride the barrier, not tight, but I'm going to like not want to be late and I'm going to just be as aggressive as I can. I knew the calf was going to, they weren't walking fresh in the short round. They were second round.
Right.
So I knew the calf was going to be out in front of me and I knew I was just going to have to be aggressive and same deal. Like just rope the neck sharp, set my go up and then, you know, tie them down. So it worked out. Like it was, the run I made felt really good.
Yeah.
It ended up winning fourth, but I had a little more urgency in the short round, I would say. Put a wrap and a hooey on him. I put two wraps in all the other rounds, but but yeah, it worked out and we got out of there with a good chunk of money and ended up winning the all round, so
taking a quick break to jump in here and tell you guys a little bit about roping.com. With a roping.com membership, you can get unlimited access to roping.com's comprehensive tie-down, breakaway, and team roping video library and learn from world champions Caleb Schmidt and Shad Mayfield, as well as top trainers Logan Harkey and Justin Moss. Plus, you can binge hundreds of hours of live and archived ropings, including the Cinch Timed Event Championship and the Patriot Events, the legendary Spicer Grip and Mo Betta ropings, and more. Now, let's get back into the episode. So
So I'm a pretty big fan of walking fresh setups myself. Just like, I mean, I don't rope no more, but when I used to, I loved it. Is that something you do like doing, or is it like something you kind of have to get by, or how do we feel about the, I know you had second runs in the short round, but the rest of the week was not, right? So do you like that setup? Is it kind of your game, or is it something you kind of got to get by?
I have always had pretty good luck at walking fresh setups.
Yeah.
Like last year at Cheyenne, I blew my knee out in the semifinals.
Oh, goodness.
Tying the calves that morning. I tore my MCL the morning of the semifinals, tying the calves for the perf.
Wow.
And I still roped. Like, I went to the Justin Sports Medicine. They taped my knee up in a big old wad, and I still ended up roping, and I got kicked. I didn't maybe have the best calf, but I also couldn't really sit down on him or do nothing right. And right. So in the first round, though, on when they were all walking fresh, I placed in the first round. I can't remember how high, but I want to say I maybe won. I was in top three in the round last year.
Cool.
In the first round. So I've always kind of had good luck on walking fresh setups, and I guess here in Cheyenne.
Mm-hmm.
And that horse makes it easy. I'd say, I don't know, to answer your question, I'd say that, you know, it depends on if you have a good horse for walking fresh setups, it's really good. If you don't have a good horse for walking fresh setups, like, it makes it harder, you know.
For sure.
And turns out, and that roan of mine, he feels good to me. He always keeps the calf out in front of me and makes it easy on walking fresh calves, and he's real physical, so you get good goes and can jerk them down, and typically makes them a little bit better, you know.
Yeah.
So
very cool.
I do like walking fresh setups, I guess, to answer your question.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. Yeah, I'm a has-been, don't get me wrong, but I've loved them. I always have. We did that a lot in college. All of our big ropes in college were all walking fresh. So I get pretty giddy when I get to watch you guys do that. Not to pry into your personal business, but is that your wife or girlfriend that was walking around with you yesterday?
That's my wife.
Wife. Okay, awesome. Well, yep. I couldn't help but notice. I'm assuming that she's how far along?
She's due in October 1st, actually.
Awesome. So talk to me about, that's y'all's first one, right?
Yep. Okay. Yep, it's our first one.
Very cool. So talk to me about, I mean, you're 25, you got your first baby on the way, and now we're like a Cheyenne all-around champ. So how cool is it that, like, you're going to get to take baby pictures with your Cheyenne all-around buckle, if that is something that she chooses, I'm assuming. But, like, how special is that to have that opportunity with a little one on the way and just kind of some big things happening here at a pretty young age. I mean, you're my age, but still, we're young to be doing big stuff. So talk to me about how special that is.
It is really cool. Like, I don't know. It kind of makes me think of just, I guess, how my mom was the first in my, you know, like the whole story about the buckles and my grandpa and stuff. Like, it just makes me think of, like, you know, that's going to be her buckle one day, you know, like whether that's, because I win some, you know, I mean, obviously I want to win a gold buckle, but whether that's because, not that that means everything in the world either, but I'm saying, like, whether that's because I change buckles or whether that's because, you know, one day when I pass on, she gets that buckle. Like, I guess it makes me think about that. And I think it's really neat. And it'll be the buckle in the same year that she's born too, which is cool.
That's very cool.
So. Yeah, I don't know. It is cool. I don't really know how to. I guess I'm not a dad yet either, so I don't really know
how do you put it into words? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how to. I don't know how to be a dad either yet. Like, people are like, "Oh, are you ready?" I'm like, "No,
no,
no, not at all.
I don't know what to expect. Sorry."
And I hope she acts like her mom and not me, because it ain't gonna be good. You know, right. Just, I don't. Yeah.
How funny.
So, we're excited though.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude. No, my two best friends, they live right there in Colorado, right there, South Cheyenne, and they have two babies. We're all the same age, but they have two kids, and so, like, every chance I get, I'd go down there this week and go hang out with them or whatever, and I'm, like, looking around, and they're, like, talking about kindergarten and, like, how they're going to homeschool their kids or whatever they're thinking about, and I'm, like, dude, I'm just worried about, like, where I'm eating tomorrow. I'm not.
No kidding.
Y'all are talking about, so, and we're all the same age. Matter of fact, I'm older than them, and I'm, like, man, how did we, and we're all college best friends, you know, like all of them, we hauled together my whole college career.
Right.
And I'm like, how are we? We are living such different lives. So that's why I had to ask you what, where our head was at right there. But
we're excited. We're nervous.
Yeah.
But
well, yeah, naturally.
Yeah, they say if you wait till you're ready, you're never gonna have a kid.
So. That's right. Yeah, I've heard that about a lot of things. If you wait till the opportunity presents itself, it'll never happen. So
exactly. Yeah.
Right on. All right, buddy. Well, what's next? You said you go to Dodge. When is the Slack at Dodge? Wednesday?
Yeah, the first set's Wednesday, so they run it in sets, but then there's a short run at the end. So
cool.
Yeah, we're up on Wednesday at Dodge, and then we'll head back and go to Preston and Heber City and Castle Rock.
Gotcha.
Those three, so.
Sweet. I meant to ask you this. So I know at the NFR Open you roped with Breck, right? But then you roped with Dylan at Cheyenne. So who is your normal year partner? Forgive me for not knowing.
Heath Hammerstrom is actually who I roped with all year.
Gotcha. Yep. So why the switch at Cheyenne? And I know why I can figure out why at NFR Open, but why at Cheyenne were you roping with Dylan?
Well, so Dylan's partner and my partner didn't get in. Okay. He just started rodeoing, so he's actually a pretty younger kid, mm-hmm. and he didn't get in, and neither did Hagen Peterson, which is Dylan's partner.
Right.
And so during that extended grace period, they, I guess, notified everybody that of who got in, who didn't, you know, and so then you had to match up with whoever before they drew the rodeo. Like you had to either figure out who your partner was, call in a pro com.
Yeah.
And that's what we did. And then that's why Dylan and I were roping together over there. And then obviously Breck and I did go to the circuit finals together. And that's why we roped at the NFR Open. But
right. Sweet.
Yeah, I've had a few different partners these last couple of weeks.
I know. Yeah. You've been switching around, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. All right, buddy. Well, anything else you want to add? If not, I'll turn you loose.
No, that's all good. Whatever you guys need.
You're good. I'm
good.
Alrighty, everybody, that does it for another episode of The Breakdown. Thanks again for listening. I hope everybody enjoyed my conversation with our newly crowned all-around champ from the daddy of them all. I know I sure did. If you made it this far, you know how special this win was for Cole and carrying on the family tradition, yes, but also starting the new tradition with their new little one that him and his sweet wife are welcoming in October. And a big early congratulations goes out to them for that new adventure that they're going to start here in just a couple months. Thank you again to our friends at roping.com for bringing you this episode. Remember, if you want access to hundreds of videos from some of the best coaches in the world, join today at roping.com and start roping with more confidence the next time you back in the box. Thanks again for listening, you guys. We'll catch you at the next one.